Welcome to the Voices of the University podcast series, marking the 50th anniversary of the University of Warwick. Commissioned by the Institute of Advanced Study, the Voices of the University collection comprises of over 200 interviews with current and former staff, students and local residents, and reveals the history of the University of Warwick through their voices. In the third episode of our series, IAS Research Fellow Grace Huxford introduces extracts from the collection on a few aspects of student life here at Warwick.
In October 1965, there were 450 undergraduate students at the University of Warwick. Today, over 23,000 students study here, including over 9,000 postgraduate students. Many Warwick students have been the first member of their family to attend university, and, for many more, living on campus or in local digs was often the first time that they had lived away from home. The first student hall of residence, Roots, opened in 1966, followed by Benefactors, built specifically for American exchange students coming to Warwick. Other blocks followed in the 1970s, with Tossall opening in 1972 and Cryfield and Hurst in 1973. Ian Caldwell describes living and cooking in Tossall and later in Leamington during the early 1970s.
In my first year, I couldn't cook, so I used to live on what I called a breakfast and beer diet. And there was, because I was there with my undergraduate, at least before the student union was completed. And up in the Roots part, there was what we used to call the grease bar that opened at 6 o'clock. We sort of sell chips and beans and stuff. I used to live there. And second year, I cooked a bit, got the odd curry and things like that. When we were in Leamington, we just lived on fish and chips, and Sundays was awful, because in those days, everything was shut on Sundays.
Living on campus could be an eye-opening experience. Mike Haslam, one of the first intake of Warwick undergraduate students, describes one particularly memorable evening in Roots Hall.
I was up there one evening, and it was very warm and humid, and I was literally sitting in the window, sort of half in, half out of the window. Bearing in mind, this is four stories up, you know, health and safety, sorry. You didn't think about that sort of thing. And there's a big tree right outside the window. And we were watching the thunderstorm, as you do. And then there was this huge flash of lightning, hit the tree, cut off a huge branch, and then loads of branches and things. So me and loads of branches finished up the other side of the room. So I didn't actually get struck. I just got hit by the blast and went flying right across the room and landed on the bed covered in branches. So that was pretty close to dying. I had to go to the bar and have a large brandy.
Today, around a third of the student body come to the university from overseas, with over 120 countries represented on the campus. Debjani Ganguly reflects on the unique experience of international students living and studying at Warwick.
When I was working, I really did not like it in India. Then I realized, like, if I have to do a postgrad, I'm not doing it in India, I have to do it abroad. And that's what I see my friends, like, you know, after staying 1 year over here abroad, I'm like, I think one should obviously do their postgrad abroad. It's a different education system. You get to meet, again, so many different kinds of people. And I love meeting different kinds of people from different backgrounds. So it's amazing. I fell in love with Warwick.
As the university has grown in size, more and more students have lived off the campus in the surrounding area, particularly in Leamington, Kenilworth and Coventry. Jenny Mayer, another of the first intake of undergraduate students, describes living in lodgings in Kenilworth in 1965.
We were not 21, so we were regarded as children. So there was a whole lot of university stuff. Behaviour around that, because we were minors. So there were no halls of residence, so they were obliged to put us into lodgings. So you just got the address of the lodgings that you were going to. So there were six of us in, or maybe five of us actually. We were all female students and we were all in this lodging together. We had a kind of top floor. And she was very erratic, the landlady, so sometimes she would give us a full cooked breakfast and sometimes she would come and slap a box of cornflakes on the table.
For students living in outlying towns, Getting to the university has been part of their daily lives, and the ways students have travelled to campus has changed over time. Vicky Bourne, an undergraduate in the early 1980s, describes how students typically used to hitchhike from Leamington to campus.
There was the bus, but that was a quid or something. You didn't want to pay that. So everybody just hitched, and it seemed to work. I mean, it was amazing. It was cheap. It was usually quite quick. And as I said, it was an absolute given for living on the campus in the early 80s. I mean, that's how you got around, hitched. I remember a friend had a car, and he always used to get paranoid that he was being used for his car, but it was so unusual to have a car. And it was a very kind of left-wing era overall. And if you had a car, oh, how embarrassing was that? You didn't want to have any material goods, really.
In the next Voices of the University podcast, we shall hear more about the place of the Students' Union at Warwick. For further details, or to hear the interviews in full, please consult the Voices of the University website.